The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has approved $1.5 million for the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, to create a restaurant development fund. Using the federal money, the city will make low-interest loans from $50,000 to $200,000 to borrowers who will develop new full-service restaurants in downtown Springfield. Mayor Dominic Sarno envisions creating a dining district in the historic commercial center of downtown. It would go hand-in-hand with the ongoing creation of an entrepreneurial-driven innovation district along Main, Bridge, and Worthington streets.
We have a vision, and we feel we can build on bringing empty nesters, baby boomers, and young professionals not only to work downtown and stay downtown after work, but to move downtown.
Chris Russell, executive director of the Springfield Business Improvement District, is excited about the Restaurant Development Loan Fund.
This is going to get things really going. So we were actually meeting with people in over the past couple weeks knowing that this was coming, and they're very, very excited about it.
The proposal to create the Restaurant Development Loan Fund was revealed last summer at the same time officials announced plans to completely renovate Stern Square Park and a connecting plaza known as Duryea Way. Both are in the prospective dining district. Sarno said Stern Square is seen as a gateway to the rest of downtown for visitors arriving at Union Station. The historic transportation center is undergoing an $88 million restoration that's scheduled to be finished by the end of this year. The MGM Casino, being built several blocks south of Union Station, is projected to attract thousands of people a day to downtown Springfield.
You have that anchor, Union Station, North End anchor there. The MGM will be the South End downtown anchor, and in the meantime, we're connecting the dots.
Stern Square Park is a block-long, tree-shaded patch of grass and dirt with crumbling stone benches and a non-working water fountain. It's surrounded by commercial buildings with many vacant storefronts. The restoration plan calls for new landscaping, trees, paved walkways, new park furniture, and fixing the water fountain. The price tag of about $1 million will be paid for with federal and city funds, according to Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy.
I've met with all the business owners in the area, and you can expect that they will be making a contribution by investing in their businesses and doing a little bit of expansion. So I think everybody on the team is playing.
Additionally, the city is going to spend $300,000 to widen sidewalks to make space for outdoor dining. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.